Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of Close Up Television and Radio. I hope your day is going well, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Today, we are chatting with Erica Towey of Erica Towey Coaching, based in Springfield, Oregon. You know, the COVID-19 pandemic has truly impacted everyone. It's forced all of us to reevaluate our lives, and we had been living in a certain way, and now it's totally changed in many different ways. We've also had to reconsider our values and where we spend our time and who we spend it with and how we want to craft our future. We realized life is short and tomorrow is not promised, which has caused many of us to reevaluate what we do for work. One individual who made a bold leap during the COVID-19 pandemic was business and storytelling coach Erica Towey. As an actor for 25 years and writing, teaching for 10, Erica has always been inspired by story. You know, when the pandemic hit, all the theaters in the area closed and there was no opportunities for folks to perform. So this was an awakening moment. She's a storyteller. Storytelling is what she's always done and what gives her life a deeper meaning. Erica's superpower is to help others find their own empowerment by telling their story. And today, Erica helps professional women in transition use the power of their story to craft a signature message, which helps them gain the confidence to attract new clients, opportunities, and partners as well. Erica supports her clients to explore their personal narrative, to find that transformational moment where everything shifts. For those launching a new business or scaling up their current business or transitioning into a new market, understanding the foundation of your story is really going to help you market yourself better. And Erica helps entrepreneurs and creatives and women in business do just that, design their signature story, grow their businesses, and radiate their message. Because as Erica says, the success of your business really depends on the confidence you have in your story. Her website is www.ericatowey.com. That's ericatowey.com. Let's welcome her live and direct from the West Coast. Erica Towey joining us here on the program. Erica, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Close Up Radio.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Looking forward to our conversation. Amazing story that you have, Erica. How did you seize on this idea of story as the keystone and keynote really for growth? And even in your own story, I mentioned the acting background as well.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those inspirations that pointed you in the direction of realizing this is the work not only that you wanted to do, but you were meant to do?
Yeah, thank you. You know, and thank you for the introduction. I really appreciate it. And so much of my life has revolved around story, and it really began at a very early age. My mother read to me, and we lived in a small town in South Dakota. I live out here on the West Coast now, but originally from South Dakota. And I don't know what the story is. The myth is that by like age four, she had read all of the children's books in the library to me, and so they had to order more.
Yeah.
And so at that point, I was heavily influenced already in story, and my aunts told me stories. They were in theater, and so I was always fascinated by story, and I think that curiosity and that fascination led me to theater. It led me to love to read and love to write. I've done all of those things throughout my life. And, you know, I've been 25 years as an actor, director, producer, and, you know, I've been co-creating stories for audiences across the United States. And the beautiful part of that is, and what I love about it, is not just that performance piece, but inspiring people to be open to a new perspective, take action to do their part to mend a social justice, or simply just have more compassion for their fellow human beings. And that was that's the beauty of theater. We get to have that heart-to-heart connection in a space together. So that is one area where I've been able to see growth and change and inspiration. And then also I've been 10 years as a writing and literature analysis teacher, and I've been helping students, high school students, craft their stories and make deeper connections between their lives, the message of their stories. And it's so fun. You know, a lot of times when people enter into the story they think they're going to write, it's very surface level. And as they dig deeper, as they continue to work with that story, listen to their story, a deeper meaning, a universal truth comes out. And they have aha moments in the writing of the stories. And so for the last, you know, 10 years, working with these amazing high school students, I've been able to witness them have aha moments, make those deeper connections, learn more about themselves, and feel more empowered to share their voice. And so I think those students especially have inspired me to keep going by using story to help others continue to grow and be inspired. So, yeah, those are some of my early, yeah, go ahead.
That's sensational. I think that's great. You're doing work that really matters to you and work that you are, you know, destined and meant to do. You realize it's in your DNA.
It is, yeah. You know, one of the things that happened, and you mentioned that in the introduction, is that when the pandemic hit, all the theaters closed down, and that had been my primary avenue right now in this time in my life for sharing story. You know, I've helped students to craft their stories, but that's where I share stories. And when it closed down, I had that very, I think we all did, that existential crisis of like, who am I without this thing? And there were these sleepless nights, and I thought, oh man, what am I going to do? And, you know, it was like this delirium one morning where I, you know, after not sleeping, I hear this voice, whether it's real or not, who knows. It was just probably my hallucination from insomnia. But it was, Erica, you are a storyteller. This is what you do, and the theater isn't the only avenue to share your story. And so at that point in time, I really used storytelling as a tool to get me through the pandemic. I went back to the basics of reading, writing. I took, you know, writing classes to share my writing with other people. I still taught improv online and, you know, watched students create their stories in the moment, and I taught a storytelling class. And the other thing that I did was I created something called Storytime with Erica. It was very, very silly. It was a Facebook Live, and I shared stories each week, you know, to help people stay entertained, to help people feel more comfort and peace during these very uncertain times at the beginning of the pandemic. And it was those experiences that really shaped this, no, this is what I do. You know, the theater was just there. It was something that I loved to do, but it wasn't necessarily mine in terms of, like, I didn't quite own it yet that I was a storyteller. And it was that transformational shift that happened during the pandemic when my usual form of storytelling communication went away, and I had to tap in a little deeper like we all did.
Yeah, exactly. And in some ways, as shocking and you know, unusual as the last 17, 18 months has been, it's been a time of great pause and a time of reflection and a time of, you know, understated leaders rising to the occasion, rolling up their sleeves and pitching in.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, like you're saying, reassessing who they are, what they want to do, what they've done thus far, and what are some of the things that are speaking to their heart and soul. How do they want to connect
yeah.
more with the human condition, with people, with their own sense of self? And it's an unusual dichotomy because there's been, you know, horrific situations going on, but at the same time, it's almost a gift as far as the pause part of what we've been experiencing as people reassess mm-hmm. their lives. And it's a time of tremendous reflection and potential for growth. And I'm sure your clients have been expressing that to you. You've been sort of like a godsend for them in comforting them and you know, coaching them to where they can see that for themselves, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Everything you said, there's been these horrific events, but there is that gift in the pause. And a lot of the women who have come to me within this last year and a half, they've really taken a look at their lives. They had that time to say, wait a second, what I was doing, it really wasn't working. You know, whether it was a job that was unfulfilling or a schedule, a lot of what I'm hearing is a schedule, right? Like we had our schedules jam-packed and then everything shut down. And we were like, wait a second, I'm not exactly sure that is sustainable for me long-term. I want to craft something that is. And so those are the women that I've been working with. And what I've developed over the last year is something called the Radiant Attraction Launchpad. And so in that, I help women who are in business, entrepreneurs, content creators, thought leaders, creative thinkers, to really find a radiant confidence through the telling of their story. And so together in this 8-week intensive, we look deep into our stories, we uncover those patterns that and ways of thinking that have held us back. We also discover all of our amazing gifts, and we work to put that into a story that we can share for our business and promote our business. You know, one of the things beyond just the regular life that gets in the way of us pursuing our goals is that we often have a lack of confidence. And so with that lack of confidence, the only way to address that is to tackle it head on. And so the way to do that is to take a look at our stories and say, wait a second, all right, this is what's been happening, this is what I want, how do I align those two things?
Yes, right, exactly. And that's the alignment part is so crucial to all of this, isn't it? You know, the work that you're doing, it's so impactful, it's so life-changing for everybody. It's not so much about, like, the story structure so much as it's really this core idea that's going to inspire people, right? That's a big part of what you're doing here is inspiring people.
Well, it is, and the people I work with are inspiring others, and that's the message that I work with a lot with the people that I work with. The story structure is easy. You know, I say anyone can write a story. Not everyone can write a great story. And so a lot of the people, when they come to me, they come in, like I said, with one idea, you know, or if, you know, for example, I just finished last night, we had our presentation gala for the Radiant Attraction Program. And so the women that graduated shared their stories, excuse me, and in that, they came in initially in the first 8 weeks with one idea for their business. And it was fascinating over the course of the 8 weeks how that idea shifted. And it really shifted because we had to tap in deep. You know, one woman was like, I want to work with this specific population. And as we looked into her story, what we realized was she doesn't have any contact with that population. And so she had to take a good hard look at who it was she was, who she was able to bring to the table. That led her to see who she could be most helpful to. And then we could start working on her story. And then we could get to the heart of the message. I think for me, I can teach story structure all day, but what is the challenging part is finding people who are willing to do that deep dive work and take a look at, all right, what is really going on here? And what is that universal truth that I can convey to my specific audience so that they can see me, they can hear me, they can relate, they can feel like they belong, they believe what I believe, And that is that synergistic connection right there. And that is something that takes crafting. It takes time. And so my role as a coach in all of that is really just to be an outside perspective. They come in with the story. I listen and I help, you know, give that outside feedback and also ask those kind of deep provoking questions to help them dive a little bit deeper to uncover their own truth. I'm not telling them how to write their story. My goal is that they find those gems within their story that then they're going to be able to use to take their business to a whole other level, because now they know who they are, what they do, who they serve, and why what they do benefits those they serve, and they can deliver that in a message that feels really authentic to them. You know, a lot of the people that I work with, I've said this already, but that idea of the self-promotion is so hard, especially as women. We're taught not to self-promote. We're taught to collaborate. And so especially for those of us who are entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, we're marketing ourselves. How do we get that confidence to say, hey, I have something that you're going to love, versus that beating around the bush of like, yeah, I do this thing. You might yeah. like it. I don't know. Take it or not, I don't care.
That is funny. That's what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the work that you do is as I said, is tremendous. The story is used as this vehicle for change and growth, because that's how we think of our lives. We think of our lives in terms of story. We relate to our lives in terms of story. And what we consider, you know, reality is really just the story that we all, and this is the important part to recognize, right, that we all agree to share. Sometimes the story that we are seeing, that we are living, is a story we haven't written. It's a story written by others, by society, by family, by, you know, other people, colleagues, others around us that make this assessment, make this judgment of who we are and what we should be doing and where we should be going.
Yeah.
And we can't do that, and you should never try that, and you'll never be good at that. And that's crucial to realize that, you know, sometimes you got to break from that mold of that story that's been written by others and either recreate or, for the first time, create your own, right? And you help people get there.
Yes, you said it so well. That's absolutely it. You know, I always think there's two things going on. One is the story that we tell ourselves about ourselves. And that story often does come from our perceived expectations of what others think of us, the roles we've been placed in our lives right now. And, you know, going back to this idea of the gift of the great pause, is that we had at some time to step out of the usual, to step out of the routine, to say, okay, who am I without all of this stuff? You know, a lot of our social connections, our work connections, all those things that gave us identity at that time, a lot of us had those stripped away. And so in that, we started to tap into who we are, what we wanted, and think about the story we wanted to create next. And so, yeah, I definitely help women to do that, because that's the key. You can't move forward. You can't rewrite your next chapter without fully understanding your past, accepting your past, owning it. I mean, there's a lot of one of the stories that we tell in our final presentation, and a lot of businesses have this story. It's the origin story, or else it's also called the rock bottom story, right? So it's like, how did I get to where I am today? And that usually requires some challenging moment in our lives where we had a problem. We needed to get to a solution. It was a hard moment, but transformation occurred. And so I help my students craft that story. And that story is a super powerful, mirror for them, if you will, to look at, I mean, I had one student in my last class who has just had the most amazing, challenging life. And you hear her story and you're like, wow, I am so impressed that you're still going today. And she has the most gracious, beautiful heart, and she just wants to help other people find peace in the midst of challenge, right? And I thought, man, if anyone can say, hey, it's okay, you're going to get through this, it is you. But when she came into the class, I mean, she had a hard time owning that just her lived experience counted as expertise. And for me, so much of the work that we do as people in this world, but as people in business, entrepreneurs, is, you know, we want to serve from the heart, a lot of us. And so in order to serve from the heart, we have to know our heart. We have to know who we are. And then so a lot of times we know that, but how do we communicate that? And so that is what I help with. We take a look at the past. We say, there you are. How can I take the best of you and shine that bright? How can I take that challenging time and see where the transformation was so I can get that down in writing, communicate that to the people I want to work with so they can see, wait a second, if you can do it, I can do it too, and inspire that hope, which, you know, is going to just make this world a better, brighter, more hopeful place.
That's what we need for sure. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, when we're talking about our story, we can't help but reflect, even if we're not naturally inclined towards self-reflection, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's important to realize. Yeah, and it's okay to open up and talk. I mean, seeking help and wanting to express yourself is not a sign of weakness or a sign of, you know, vulnerability. It's a sign of strength in my eyes. You're investing in yourself, which is the best investment you could ever make.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's that self-reflection piece, and that self-reflection piece is key for me, I know, in that, you know, even looking at the course that just ended, my next week is reflecting on what happened and to see what went well, what didn't go so well, and make those changes necessary to make that next round even better. But that's hard work. And some people aren't ready for that kind of work. I had a student start with me in this last course and she quit after two sessions. And, you know, the comment, she was like, I don't have the time. I don't want to dig deep. It's hard for me to look into things. I'm just going to hire a marketing agency to do that. And my conversation with her was, you know, you've got to do what you need to do. But also, whatever you bring to a marketing agency, it needs to be the foundational elements of your story. And so if you're stuck moving forward in a specific direction, choosing between two ideas, the marketing agency isn't going to help you get there. You've got to do the work, but you have to be in a place to do that. And sometimes we aren't. But when we are, that is where the magic happens, because that is when there's so much that happens. I think it's like the miracle of presence, the miracle of acceptance, right? Just what you just said, where the best investment we can make is in ourselves. And so often, and I know that, you know, other people do this too, but women give a lot. We are constantly helping families, whether they're children or elderly parents or, you know, spouses, and the working world, we're giving, 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 and the last person that we help is ourselves. And so for me, you know, I work with a lot of women in their 40s or 50s and above. They are ready to say, listen, I'm ready to invest in myself now because I am worth it. That's the other piece, right? I have to believe that I'm worth investing in. And it's not just investing with money, it's investing with time and setting those boundaries that say, listen, I need a minute. I just want to take a look at what's going on so that I don't have to blindly drive the car forward. I get to actually consciously create where I want to go. And so whether we're writing a story or writing a story of our lives, there needs to be some design there. And that design comes from taking a look at what's happening right now.
and that's what's important. You have come up with this phrase, radiant attraction. Let's expand on that a little bit. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you. It took a minute to get there. If anyone has ever named anything, whether it's like a baby or a cat or a business, it is, you know, it requires a lot of thinking. I think for me, when I first started out in my coaching journey, was that first foray into having to promote myself. And it was very uncomfortable. You know, even as an actor, I perform other people's role, like what other people have written. I'm not performing my own words. And so I put on a costume, I'm in the lights, I show up, I do my thing, but I'm not me, right? And so there's something that's a little bit easier about that for me. But all of a sudden, when I have to share, this is what I wrote, this is what I'm doing, there's an extra layer of vulnerability of being seen as who I am. And so that fear can stop a lot of us from promoting the work that we do and sharing the work that we do. And so I was like, how can I think differently about this? And, you know, I started reading a lot about different marketing experts, and, you know, I dove into the women that I follow that are doing it well. And it's all about sharing. You know, it's not about an exchange in terms of money. It's about sharing this message that I believe is going to help people. And so I want to be able to radiate that out, right? And that's with me believing in who I am and what I have to offer, and doing so with all authenticity and belief in what it is. And as I radiate that out, I'm not pushing, I'm not, you know, trying to convince anyone, I am just being who I am. Those people who need me and who I am specifically, uniquely me, my unique value, they are going to be attracted to me based on just me being me. And that's the premise of it all. It doesn't have to be work, and it doesn't have to be scary, and it doesn't have to, you know, a lot of what I hear is like, I don't want to promote myself because it feels like bragging. I don't want to promote myself because I don't want people to think I'm more than I am. And for me, that's just playing small. You know, that is hiding ourselves. That is not sharing the gifts that we were given, and we can do it in a humble way. It doesn't have to be like, I'm the greatest thing on earth. It's like, listen, this is what I have. I think it's great. And I hope you love it. And I want someone else to say that to me because that's how I know what they've got to offer. And so it's just a more honest way of being yourself in this world is how I look at it.
That's fantastic. That's a great way to look at it too. You know, you think the experience that you have in the arts too in creativity is it only enhances your ability to communicate, and people, I think, you know, that trust that is formed between you and them and you is essential, as they will be communicating with you things that probably they don't share with even their closest loved ones and friends, right? But there is that non-judgmental, empathetic zone, that safe zone you create for your clients that allows them to feel comfortable enough to express themselves, share their hopes, dreams, desires, fears, and all of the above, so they can then tackle it all and move forward.
Yeah. Well, I hope that is what I provide. That's a goal. And, you know, with the Radiant Attraction Launchpad, it is a group coaching program that does also have one-on-one coaching and weekly exercises and challenges. But the goal is that we as women can come together. I mean, women have been doing this forever, story circles and communing in circle. We can come together and share the things that have been challenging, the things that have been amazing. And we can do so knowing that those who are with us right now are going to accept what we are right now. And having that experience in a safe space, a low-stakes pressure environment, we then get to gain that confidence of like, wait a second, people do accept me by being me. People do accept me despite the fact that I've struggled with this, or despite the fact that I'm, you know, very successful in this area. And so that is, you know, that's the goal. That's the goal, is to create that safe space so that people can practice and shine their light, practice their stories, uncover who they are. And in that uncovering too, sharing with the group, I mean, my my students, the people in my courses, learn so much from each other. I mean, they learn more from each other, I think, than they learn from me, which is also the goal.
Yes, right. Exactly. It's amazing work you do, and I know you love it so much. And it, you know, it's all symbiotic relationship as you're providing this wonderful, you know, solace in the way that you do through your coaching for those who are, again, going through a lot of different things in their lives and looking for somebody who really can understand and relate and help emote. I think it's a beautiful thing. And if folks want to learn more, they can go to the website, www.ericatowe.com. That's ericatowe.com. Erica, you're amazing, and thanks for sharing this time with us. I hope we get a chance to chat some more, maybe expand, hear some success stories, things of that nature. That would be a pleasure, but this was fantastic.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. It's been really lovely to chat with you, and, yeah, it would be great to dive in deeper again, so thank you again.
You're welcome. Keep doing the amazing work you're doing, Erica, and best to you and to all of your amazing clients. Again, ericatowe.com, ericatowe.com is the website to connect with Erica. As you can see, she's very passionate and enthusiastic about what she does, and she really, truly wants to help people, and she's helped so many before. She's helped you so you can help yourself. That's the key. Really fantastic, and we hope to have her back on the show. This episode was recorded in its entirety, so you'll miss nothing. You can hear the whole thing in the archives in its entirety. For all of us here, this is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest to celebrate right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.